Rebecca Mundell was crowned the 2024 Ellensburg Rodeo Queen at Saturday's coronation ceremony. The 24-year-old Mundell is a cosmetologist in Ellensburg, on schedule to graduate with a Bachelor of Agricultural Science this year. She competed in National High School Rodeo Association events and served as president of the CWU Rodeo Club. Mundell will represent the rodeo and the community at events throughout the region this year. Today is the last day to complete the Ellensburg Police Department's Community Crime Survey. The survey is intended to provide the EPD with a better understanding of crime and safety in Ellensburg. The survey is available on the police department's Facebook page. Solana Castro has been hired to fill the associate dean position for CWU's College of Education and Professional Studies. Castro recently worked as dean of student success and academic partnerships at Tillamook Bay Community College in Oregon. As the weather warms this week and snow melts, cities of Ellensburg and Kittitas will provide free sand and bags. Locations in Ellensburg are Whipple Park, 7th Avenue and Cascade Street, and Kiwanis Park. The Kittitas location is Gazebo Park on the corner of 3rd and Pierce. People need to bring their own shovels. CWU professor and poet Catherine Whitcomb will be the first speaker in the Lions Rock Visiting Writers series on Wednesday at the Brooks Library Students Commons. Whitcomb will present a craft talk titled Let Your Writing Find Its Form at noon, followed by a reading of her new poetry collection, Habitats, at 6 p.m. Jazz fans can hear CWU musicians perform in Jazz Band Madness at 7 o'clock tonight in the Bistro in Tunstall Commons. Admission is free. Raymond Santana, one of five African-American teenagers wrongfully convicted of a violent attack in New York Central Park in 1989, will speak at CWU at 6:30 p.m. Thursday at the McIntyre Music Building. Santana and four other teens served between 5 and 13 years in prison before their convictions were overturned in 2002 when DNA evidence linked a convicted murderer and serial rapist to the crime for which he confessed. The event is free. Kittitas County Habitat for Humanity is hosting Uncorked Sip and Support fundraiser. That'll be at Valo Cellars in Kittitas at 5 p.m. Thursday. During the event, 20% of wine proceeds will go to Habitat. And Kairos and Friends perform at the First Friday Lunch Concert at noon, Friday at Hal Holmes Community Center. The 40-minute free concert features CWU music professors, students, and community members performing various short pieces. The Valley Musical Theater winter play production of The Odd Couple opens at 7 p.m. Friday in the Ramsey Ballroom. The play continues with performances on Saturday and Sunday and on February 8, 9, and 10. This is directed by Jessica Horrocks and Jessica Solberg Black and features Riley Newman as Oscar and Patrick Nolan as Felix. The Fish Open Table Lunch is a pork and beef meatloaf, green beans, a dinner roll, and peaches. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60-plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clay Ellum. The meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clay Ellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. Forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 43 degrees. Sunset is at 5:03 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 39 degrees. There's a 90% chance of rain during the day and 40% overnight. Winds will be light and variable. You can find all of these details at our website. That's ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.